Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Marami sa atin ang magsasamantala sa mga katapusan ng linggo at mga bakasyon sa paaralan upang magkaroon ng oras sa labas, sa tabing dagat, sa mga parke at pamamasyal sa kabundukan sa panahon ng tag-araw. Habang ito ay isang mahusay na paraan upang galugarin ang bansa, mayroong ilang mga pag-iingat na dapat gawin upang manatiling ligtas. Sa tampok na ulat ni Audrey Borget at Amit Chen Yuwang na iksinalin sa wikang Filipino. Ang araw ay matinding sumisikat at nagsimula ng bakasyon ng mga bata mula sa paaralan. Ang Australia ay mayroong higit sa 10,000 mga dalampasigan o tabing dagat na maaari mong mapuntahan ng libre. Habang nakita natin na nabawasan ang mga pagkalunod sa buong bansa noong nakarang taon, mayroon pa rin 249 na biktima. Ang mga migrante at iba't ibang banyag ang bisita ay may posibilidad na magkaroon ng mataas na peligro dahil sila hindi pamilyar sa mga kondisyon tulad ng mga malalaking alon at mga rip o pailalim na pagkilos ng tubig. Si Scott Harrison, ang Community Awareness at Cultural Program Officer sa Surf Life Saving Queensland. Sinabi niya na laging pumili ng tabing dagat na may nagbabantay o nagpapatrolya, lalo na kung hindi katiwala sa iyong paglalangoy.
It's important to understand that, you know, the red and yellow flags is a safer place to be when you go to the beach, and it just means that there are lifeguards around if you need some help. We've got the equipment there that, you know, rescue boards and jet skis, access to helicopters, and you know, just understanding that, you know, the red and yellow flags means it's a safer place to be, and they can have a fun, enjoyable time at the beach, especially with summer coming up.
Kung nais mong malaman kung kailan may nagpapatrolya sa isang tabing dagat o dalampasigan at kung anong mga pasilidad ang magagamit, i-download ang Beach Safe app.
We also have the Beach Safe app, which we actually get a lot of people to download for free, which actually has 72 different languages on it. So they can look at every beach around Australia and get access to that information in their own language. So if they're not comfortable in English, actually download the app and look at the whole app in their own language. So, which is quite a useful tool.
At hindi lamang kapag naglalangoy, dapat na mag-ingat sa tabing dagat. Ang pangingisda sa mga batuhan o rock fishing ay maaring mapanganib na sport. Si Craig Roberts, ang National Manager for Aquatic Rest sa Royal Life Saving Society. Hinihiling niya sa mga mangingisda sa mga batuhan na maging handa at gumawa ng mga pagsusuri sa kaligtasan at kondisyon ng panahon bago lumabas at mangisda.
Persons who want to participate in rock fishing need to do so and get the right safety equipment and ensure that they're the right location. Simple things like telling a friend and going with a friend of where you're going, making sure you're wearing cleats or the appropriate footwear, wearing a life jacket at all times, not just when you're in the water, but also on the edge of the water when you're fishing, so that if you do fall in, you can stay afloat until emergency assistance arrives.
Dapat ding manatiling mapagbantay sa mga swimming pool at sa paligid ng mga ilog. Hinikayat ni Craig Roberts ang lahat na matuto ng CPR.
An important factor of saving anyone's life is getting early access to the person who is drowning, and then the next step is early CPR. We'd encourage everyone to obtain a CPR certificate and learn CPR skills. It may be your family or your family friend who you may have to save one day.
Ang paggalugad ng isang pambansang parke ay isa pang mahusay na paraan upang gugulin ang bakasyon. Mayroong mahigit sa 500 parke ang Australia, makikita sa mga desyerto, kabundukan, bundok at tubig. Maraming iba't ibang mga aktibidad tulad ng pag-hiking, paglangoy at panunood ng mga ibon ang maaaring gawin. Ang ilang mga parke ay may bayad sa pagpasok habang ang iba ay libre. Si Tammy Hsu, ang ranger team leader sa Grampians National Park sa Victoria, na sikat sa mga hiker. Sinabi niya na upang magkaroon ng isang magandang paglalakbay, kailangan mong gumawa ng kaunting pananaliksik bago magtungo sa parke.
We're seeing a lot of people coming to our parks that aren't really prepared. They might have a little bit of information, but they don't have proper maps or they don't have really good information. So I'd suggest before making a visit, jump online, have a bit of a look for the park notes. and get a bit of an understanding of what the park is about, when the best time is to visit. Are there any other issues that you might need to consider, like is there remote areas? What are the roads like? Plan your visit and know that you're going to have a safe and enjoyable time while you're there.
At habang mahalaga na matiling ligtas, sinabi niya na hindi ka dapat matakot.
Apparently there's a fair bit of fear amongst new Australians for our parks. They're known for being full of spiders and snakes and being really dangerous places. So there is a lot of education that needs to take place to say they're fantastic places for body, mind and soul, and you can get out and do all of these fantastic activities.
Hindi mahalaga kung ikaw ay nasa tabing dagat o nasa isang bundok. Kung nasa labas ka, lagi mong isipin ang tungkol sa araw. Si Professor Santia Aranda, ang CEO ng Center Council, ipinapaalala niya na ang cancer sa balat ay walang pinipili.
2 out of every 3 people in Australia will develop a skin cancer in their lifetime, and of course many people will develop more than one. And it's concerning because it is a largely preventable cancer. It doesn't discriminate, although these skin cancers are more common in fairer skinned people. They do occur in darker skinned people and also in Indigenous Australians.
Sa panahon ng tag-araw, inirerekomenda niyang lumabas kapag ang UV ay mas mababa, maaga sa umaga at mas huli sa gabi. Kung kailangan mong lumabas kapag mataas ang UV, sinabi niya na dapat mong gamitin ang ilang mga uri ng proteksyon.
You need to use all forms of sun protection. So hats, protective clothing, sunglasses, shade, and of course using sunscreens where other forms of protection are not possible.
Pagdating sa sunscreen, inirerekomenda niya ang SPF 30 at pataas. Dapat maglagay ng sunscreen 20 minuto bago lumabas at muling maglagay ng sunscreen tuwing 2 oras o mas madalas kung ikaw ay nasa tubig o nagpapawis.
Choose a sunscreen that you like the feel of it on your skin because you're more likely to use it if you enjoy the feel of it. So shop around, test out some different ones, find the one that works for you. They're not all sort of thick, white, greasy things anymore.
Manatiling ligtas ngayong tag-init at kung mayroon kang pamilya na bibisita sa iyo mula sa ibang bansa, tiyaking ibahagi ang mga tips sa kanila upang magkaroon sila ng isang magandang oras o panahon sa Australia.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.